Substitution coming in for Bayana Bayana. Jaina Mogulula. It's on for Motau. So Mogulula on for Motau. Free kick for South Africa on the right hand side. Opportunity to get something into the box. Ramapele behind the ball. She leaves it. It's Lamini who swings in a far. It's far post there. Chance there for South Africa. Opportunity for number three. That's a poor, poor finish there.
I mean, on that occasion, it was Nancy Amumbi saving the Black Queens with a goal line clearance. Otherwise, it could have been three.
Mogulola just came on. Had a golden chance to make it three. Another throw in there for Bayana Bayana, who lead by 2-0 against Ghana. 70 minutes played. Group C opener at the 2024 WAFCON. South Africa 2, Ghana 0. Motola and Seposenwe with the goals in the first half. The Black Queens have come close. That is Kusi crashing the crossbar just some moments ago. South Africa will come forward again.
Nice recovery from Comfort Yeboah.
Good recovery there. Was completely beaten when that pass was made. It showed great pace and power to get past and intercept there for the Black Queens. And then win the throw-in also. Long ball looking for Mafu. She's barged into there. Mogulula, was it? Priscilla Dubia. It's a free kick for the Black Queens. Looks like they are now going route one. Long ball's going to be pumped into the box. Comfort Yeboah behind the ball. Fires a long one in there. Headed on by Vincile Dubia. It's a poor flick on, and South Africa will win back possession inside their own half. It's Sesani. It's taken all the way back to goalkeeper Andile Dlamini. Dlamini goes long. The Black Queens win back possession. Conlan.
Then we were talking about goal scorers in this team. I just chanced that the only player who scored at the last edition when the Black Queens played was Portia Boachie. So she's the only, she's also the only player in this squad to have scored a goal at the WAFCON. I mean, considering players who are currently on the pitch, and even in the squad.
Lamini clears it for South Africa. Seposenwe, that's what to control. Receives the ball on the 10, but Echiaz steps in front of her to win back possession for Ghana. Black Queens coming forward. That's such a poor pass there. And it's a chance for South Africa. They're coming forward. A comfort. Iboah again. Good recovery.
John Boy Dikoye.
It's number 15.
Exactly.
Talo on the ball for South Africa. She's dangerous. Try to thread that through ball. That.
Quite an interesting battle between Dlamini. Between Dlamini, Doris Wedua, and Evelyn Bedu in the last 5 years. Because in that maiden edition of the CAF Women's Champions League in 2021, when Hazakes faced Mamelodi Sundowns, it was Dlamini who thwarted all the efforts of Hazakes ladies, ensuring that Sundowns picked up that, title, picked up the first trophy as far as the Women's Champions League was concerned. And now, on the continental stage for their respective countries, she seemed to be doing everything possible to keep them from away from scoring. Quite interesting battle, yeah. Played at the club side, playing at the national level. Dlamini is 32, by the way. Evelyn Bedu and Andres Bedua are only getting started. Still in their 20s. So they have a long way to go. But then that is momentum dying for Ghana. Because they had come into the game. From the 50th minute through to the 65th minute, they seemed to have picked up some good momentum and looked close to equalizing, including that effort from Alice Kusi, which came up the crossbar. Quite unfortunate that they've not been able to step on that pedal a bit more. Still 14 minutes to go.
One goal for the Black Queens will ensure a very nervy ending to this game. Chia does well to win back possession. Grace Asanto has pressed it to the right hand side. It's Comfort Yeboah on the ball for the Black Queens. Comfort Yeboah. Pass there into Dubia on the right hand side, swings in across there. It's blocked and it goes out for a Black Queens corner. And Sile Dubia. Much needed purpose down there. Black Queens right hand side. Corner kick for Ghana. He's taken in. He's trying to flick there. And in the air post by. Susan Dia. Ghana still have the ball. Nicely down on the right hand side. Asantua picks it up inside the center circle. There's space on the left, but she goes long. Yes, she finds Chantel. Boy, Ichian, nice reverse pass. Chance there for Ghana. Lovely 10. Shot coming in. And it's saved there by Dlamini. That was a lovely play there by
Princess Marfu.
Princess Marfu.
Spoke about her quality. Came through the Right to Bloom Academy. First female graduate to play for Nordjylland before moving on to BFC. And she knows what it means to play on this kind of stage.
What a 10 there. It's a lovely long pass there. And there's a chance there for Ghana. It's a poor touch there from Nsile Dubia. Poor touch.
The flag eventually goes up. But on that occasion, if she had things under control, should have been a first time ball too. Hitting it.
I was right there waiting for that cutback. But yes.
Surprised with some of the decisions the Black Queens are taking it in today's game. But yeah, they are ones they will learn from.
flag goes up anyways, offside. And South Africa will restart play. Ball on the right hand side. And the Chad once again. Brilliant stuff to win back the ball. So a corner kick there for Ghana. Should be a corner. Referee missed that one. Evelyn Bedu not too happy with that decision. She thought she had forced a corner kick there. Long ball taken there by Dlamini. The Black Queens win back possession. Only to lose out there to Mutalu.
To the last 10 minutes of that game, I feel a Black Queen's goal would mean that this game is far from dead. But then they've not been able to take their chances, which is quite disappointing, because they've been the better team.
There's a chance there for Ghana. The pass can come in. It goes to the right hand side. It's Comfort Ebo on the right hand side. Chance to swing it across there, and it's a glorious opportunity. Kanon Taf against the crossbar and out. Grace Asantua can't keep the rebound in. But what again should the Black Queens do to get a goal?
The referee's checking if that ball had crossed the line. How has she not scored from here?
Has she not scored? Comfort Yeboa did brilliantly on the right-hand side. Cross came in. Evelyn Bedu. It hit the crossbar. I don't think it crossed the line. No, it didn't. And it stays out. From point-blank range, he should be hitting the target. This should be 2-1. Some way, somehow, it stays South Africa 2, Ghana 0. Nicely done there by Conlan. Comfort Yeboa again on the right hand side, coming forward for the Black Queens. Amo to Echean. Echean through ball there, looking for Mafu. Mafu gets to the ball. Twinkle feet. Nicely done to Amo. Cross comes in. Chance there for the Black Queens. And this time, South Africa deal with it. It's a lovely cross there by Amo.
I mean, at this point, both flanks are working. It's about finding the right person and finishing off rightly. Two crosses in the space of a minute. I mean, they've been good on both occasions.
South Africa coming forward is Mutalu, the one you don't want to have the ball. Lovely reverse pass. Chance there for South Africa by Conlan. Good save down on the left-hand side. The calmness and the presence of mind. And Mutalu picks up the ball. It's a proper number 10. Yeboa plays a pass there into Portia Boachi. Boachi coming forward. It's a good run there, infield. Chantel Boy. Let's try that two poke there into Evelyn Bedu. That's poor communication.
Exactly. I think that pass should have come earlier, because Chantel was pointing at to which direction she wanted it when she had made a good run from midfield. Portia stayed too long on the ball. And at the point where it came in, Chantel tried to deceive her marker. Evelyn Bedu wasn't prepared for that ball.
That's an air shot there from Sesani. And the Black Queens will pick up possession of the ball. Comfort Yeboa plays it infield. Looking for Boy Locker. Good interception there. Ghana wing back possession. Nice tend out by Vincele Dubia. Just couldn't go past the woman. Nicely done. Magama on the right hand side. Chance for South Africa to swing in across, but she just couldn't quite control that ball. It goes out for her.
Stella Nyamiche and Nina Noshi are being prepared. Portia Bwachi seemed to be struggling because she went down. And that is the reason why Nina is being called. Stella Nyamiche looking to bring on the spark.
Ronel Donnelly is coming on for Bayana Bayana. I understand the smiles. Top baller she is. Ronel Donnelly comes on together with Hilda Magaya. Double substitution for Bayana Bayana. Substitution for the Black Queens also.
So Nina actually comes in for Anastasia. And then Evelyn is off, replaced by Stella Nyamiche.
Nina Noshi on for the Black Queens.
Portia Bwachi slots into the left back position. Nina takes charge of the centre back area where Portia was occupying. The traditional back four, it seems.
It's 87 minutes played. South Africa 2, Ghana 0. It's the opening Group C game, the 2024 Women's Africa Cup of Nations. Ghana returning to the competition for the first time since 2018. Black Queens hoping to force an heavy ending for the South Africans. Nina Noshi, that's what finds Comfort Ibwa, who lifts one into the box. Cleared out there by Magama. And South Africa will come forward. Mutalu finds Donnelly. Was it Magaya on the left hand side? Magaya goes for a shot there. Trying to catch Conlan off her line. It's Portia Bwachi, long one there, looking for Chantel Boy Locker. Marfo on the ball for the Black Queens on the left hand side. Marfo onto her right foot. Plays a pass there. Into Amo. Amo did well too. Win the ball and swung it across there. Princely Adubia can't get enough contact onto that one.
With just less than 2 minutes to go, we are questioning whether the Black Queens can actually find a way back. For this will be a good learning curve for them. They will need to restructure and then pay attention to their next games, because this game looks far from over. Surprised to see them come back into it. Because South Africa are slowly winding down the clock.
Yeboah are coming forward for the Black Queens, and eventually Gaia Daswal to send it out for it. And throwing for the South Africans, quickly taking there, or throwing for the Black Queens, sorry, quickly taking them. Ghana have possession of the ball. Nina Noshi. It's a long ball there on the right hand side. Priscilla Dubia, she picks the ball up. South Africa have possession of the ball. Dlamini boots a long one in, and Seppo Senwe will win the ball there. Charging at goal, sorry, it's Donnelly. Takes a tame effort straight into the arms of goalkeeper Conlan. Ghana have the ball. Grace Asantua plays it back there to Comfort Yeboah. Back to Grace Asantua. Porsche Boache. Boache on the ball on the left hand side. Sends it to Marfo. Nice step over there by Marfo. Past the woman. Marfo still on the ball. Is eventually bundled down. She wanted a free kick. And the referee whistles against her.
She was stepped on, and that should have been a foul on that occasion. The referee missed that because she was clearly stepped on. She's surprised to see the whistle go against her.
Kim Lars is also not too happy with that decision, but we'll have 5 minutes added on at the end of the 90. We've done two of those 5 minutes. 3 minutes more. It's the end of this game. It's South Africa 2, Ghana 0. The opening game, opening group C game of the Women's Africa Cup of Nations 2024. The defending champion South Africa look to have all but sealed a perfect start to the defense of their title. 2 goals in the first half seems to have done the trick for Desiree Ellis' side.
Talk about the team missing the presence of an experienced midfielder like Jennifer Kuju, who serves suspension. I mean, they still managed to give a good account of themselves by the goals that didn't come. They were undone by that penalty, lost focus and conceded a second. That is it. That, I mean, sums up the performance of the Black Queens. Frustrating. That effort from Nancy Amo, far from troubling Dlamini on that occasion.
Desiree Ellis watches on, so does Kim Lars Bjorkegren. It's a lovely reverse pass there, and it's Magaya. Chance there for South Africa to make it 3. Magaya straight into the arms of Conlan. Good save there from the Black Queens number 1. Nancy Amo on the ball for Ghana. Twisting and turning, looking for options. And eventually the pass is poor. And South Africa will win back possession. Let's wind down the clock now. Dlamini boots it long. Talu controls. Oh, goodness, she's so good.
She plays with such elegance. Kind of thing we want to see from your number 10. She has it all relaxed. No pressure. No pressure at all. Pressure. What pressure?
Pressure. So good on the ball. Otalu is. Nancy Amo. That 1-2 there between Osha Boachi and Nancy Amo not working out there, and South Africa are coming forward. Last opportunity there, but Conlan picks up the ball, and that's it. It ends South Africa 2, Ghana 0. The Black Queens of Ghana open their 2024 Women's Africa Cup of Nation tournament with defeat to the defending champion South Africa. Motalo and Sepo Senwe with the goals in the first half. And now the Black Queens will need results against Mali and Tanzania to be able to stand a chance of qualifying to the knockout rounds. But South Africa, they do the job.
I mean, a bright start for South Africa. For Ghana, they will be feeling, uneasy after being undone by that first half performance. But they still have time to turn things around against Mali and Tanzania and hope that they can grab an opportunity to go into the knockout stages.
So that's it for our coverage. The opening Group C game of the 2024 Women's Africa Cup of Nations. It ends Ghana 0, South Africa 2. My name is Daniel Kranting. I did this with Lawrence Beidou. Thanks for your time.
Small money day, big money day, way too much money day. Telecel too much money promo drop. If you dial *500#, then join them. For the Telecel too much money promo inside, you feel win 100 Ghana cedis cash for the daily draws, 20,000 Ghana cedis for the weekly draws, then 1.2 million Ghana cedis for the grand draw inside. That be 1.2 million Ghana cedis. You for just reload airtime, then get points when they make you win. Make you dial *500# or go the Telecel Play up top. Then book inside riders, give the Telecel too much money promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Telecel. Connecting energies.
This promo, it be NLA where they regulate them for the Caritas Lottery platform top.
Ajay. Couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining my ears. Bugging me all night long. Till I got a remedy. Now I'll be spraying them away. With holy insecticide spray. Me, I go spray them away. With holy insecticide spray. When I sleep, I sleep. Me down on my dad. With holy insecticide spray.
Holy mosquito quell. Holy multi-purpose insecticide spray. Ghana Chrome Chrome. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
DTI Jobs and Opportunities Fair 2025.
I'm going to find a job.
I'm looking for internship opportunities.
I'm looking for well-trained graduates for my business.
The Design and Technology Institute DTI Jobs and Opportunities Fair is a bold step towards bringing trained job seekers and industry together. Come and connect with well-trained youth and explore the job opportunities available in various industries. Be part of our internship matchmaking, skills exhibitions, and career treasure hunts at the DTI Jobs and Opportunities Fair 2025 on Friday 18th and Saturday 19th July at the City Conference Center on Legon Campus. This event is brought to you by the MasterCard Foundation in partnership with DTI. Media partners include Multimedia Group and City FM. Call 053-651-9313 to register. DTI, wired for opportunities.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Newsnight. Well, the news is live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, and on over 30 affiliates across the country. Coming up tonight, Parliament's sitting abruptly adjourned following the passing of MP for Akwetia, Ernest Yaokumi.
Of the Leader of the House, that today's proceedings be terminated. Appeal to colleagues here and then Right Honourable Speaker, but we do take an adjournment.
We have details as the news brought somberness and tears to the chamber, with colleague MPs paying tribute to their fallen member. Also coming up tonight, minority in Parliament defends record of the erstwhile Akufo-Addo government in the upstream petroleum sector as it touts several oil finds.
The minority wishes to inform the Mahama administration that the following discoveries were made during the 8 years of the Akufo-Addo Bawumia administration. The Pecan Southeast, the contractor is Ake. It was discovered in 2018.
We have more as they accuse the government of seeking to take credit for the latest oil discovery when all the work was done by the previous government. Also coming up in business.
IMF board assesses status and threats to Ghana's fund program as it gets ready to approve disbursement of some $370 million to the country.
And in sports,
Ghana's Black Queens beaten by defending champion South Africa in opening game of the 2024 Women's Africa Cup of Nations.
And a bit later, MPP supporters threaten a naked demonstration at Yoko headquarters if former Bafflestock boss Abdul Wahab Hanan is not released by close of day following his 13 days detention. We've got the latest of these and many other stories coming up tonight. My name is Kenneth Jesse. Details now. And we begin on a rather sad note as Parliament was forced to suspend its activities today to mourn the sudden passing of Akwetia MP Ernest Yaokumi. The minority leader Alexander Fenyomark announced the MP's death and paid tribute to his promising political career, requesting the session's adjournment. All scheduled business, including bills and statements, were put on hold as MPs paid their respects. Alexander Fenyomark eulogized the MP as a politician full of promise and requested that the meeting is ended.
Well, like we say, God knows best. The prayer of this house, quote, a country of righteousness where none shall wrong his neighbor, unquote. No one can ever say that in his few months in this chamber, he was controversial or wronged colleagues. He was always there, seeing him every day happy and all. Mr. Speaker, this house is aware that today we programmed a couple of business. The majority leader informed us last week of business for this week. It is the prayer of this side of the house, the NPP minority caucus of 88, regrettably minus one, to pray with the indulgence of the leader of the house that today's proceedings be terminated as we observe a minute of silence in his honor. Mr. Speaker, it's a very sad day. Sad day to a family, to a constituency, to democracy, to parliament, and to the people of Ghana. We know not when any of us may receive this.